This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and with us is Sarah Fennell, who is the founder and executive director of Restore Humanity. Sarah, you've been on Ozarks at Large before, but I love having you back. I think about once a year you come
in. Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Restore Humanity, for listeners who don't know, is a wonderful organization that has its origins here, but reaches across the ocean into Kenya.
Yes. We have a project in Kenya. Actually, we've been working on it. We started in 2006, Restore Humanity started, but our project in Kenya, we've been working on since the end of 2007. And now we have built and have an orphanage or a children's home called JCO Children's Center, and it's in Kenya, in western Kenya. And we've had 10 kids in there for the last year, and we just moved in three more. So now we've got 13 kids in our home, and basically, Northwest Arkansas has supported and made that happen. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, it's been about 5 years. So how is it now being able to look back and see how things have gone versus, you know, in the beginning where this was just an idea and you wanted to get it started and one day we were going to be able to do this? Now you've had 5 years.
Yeah.
About, so.
Well, it's been a great 5 years, and all the projects that we've had, this community has supported. And originally we helped some projects in South Africa, which everyone supported. And once we started this project in Kenya, you know, we just always had this vision this was going to happen. And now for it to happen and see the kids and how much they've benefited from this is pretty amazing. You know, it's one thing to have an idea and think, well, of course, this is what needs to happen. We need to care for these kids and this is how it needs to go. And then to actually see it working and just see that this is their home and this is, you know, this is what we've done. It's a pretty awesome thing.
You were there very recently, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just spent the summer there. We went back to kind of check on everything. We had ideas about how everything was going to work for the first year, and our biggest goal was just to make it feel like a home for the children, but also run it like an institution as far as the rest of the community sees it that way and the staff sees it that way, and keep regulations but make it feel very homey for the children. And that was kind of a tricky thing to do. But our staff has totally done that over there. They've done an incredible job. And so the best thing is just to, once I get there, you know, at first all the kids are excited, but then once they start getting comfortable with me being there again, then they're just playing, and just to sit back and watch them just be comfortable, and then that's their home, and these are now their family members, and, you know, it's a pretty awesome thing to see. So I got to spend about 6 weeks there this summer, so it was great to see them again and see the difference in care now that we've covered their basic necessities and all, you know, health care and their education and food and all these things. Now the different kinds of care we're looking into. We have a trauma counselor now that comes every Saturday and works with the kids. And the younger kids just does art projects and helps them with school and things like that. But he's working with their emotional care now. So it's just all the different levels and layers of things that we deal with now. But it's pretty awesome. It's awesome to see it working.
As you mentioned, this much of this is because of people in Northwest Arkansas.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've had fundraisers here, and there seems to be a significant, I hate to use this term because it's so overused, but a significant buy-in by people here helping children on a completely different continent.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really, we have a fundraiser in Austin every year, and people help us there, but really it has been almost solely from donors here in Northwest Arkansas, which is so neat to me because people have really connected. A lot of people know the names of our kids, have really, really connected with this community that's not even, that they have nothing to do with. You know, it's just the connection through me. And I really, it's awesome to be the person that gets to see it on both sides, that gets to see the joy here when people contribute and that they see these wonderful children, and then to go over there and see those kids and how they're benefiting from them. So I really kind of get the best of both worlds, and I get to see the joy on both sides, and it's awesome. Northwest Arkansas should be very proud of themselves. It's done a lot.
And you have a fundraiser coming up October 14th?
Yes, Winetopia. It's our biggest event of the year. We have it at Pratt Place Barn. This is our third year to do it there. It's awesome. Glaciers donates all this wine. We have 9 tables of wine, and this year we'll have a table of beer, but it's like it's a wine tasting. So you go in and you get an awesome souvenir glass that has Restore Humanity logo on it, and then you can go around and taste as much wine as you can in 3 hours. And there's a lot to be had. That's why we have to keep it at that time. So from 7 to 10 p.m., people go in and get to taste wine, and we have a wine toss, which is similar to a ring toss, but you have...
Oh, bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm. You have great bottles of wine, and then you've got... We've got really good bottles of wine in the midst of average wine, and then you get... we just have little rings tossing if you get it. Some people are really good and walk home with a case of wine. Some people spend all their money and get very frustrated, and, you know, but it works out for us. We've got silent auction items, all kinds of stuff, trips and, you know, down different clothing items for men and women and all sorts of things. And then we've got four great restaurants, Bordino's and Cafe Rue Orleans, who have done it every year with us. And then this year we also have Petra Cafe and BHK Cafe that will be serving food. And then this lady, Amanda Grimes, makes the best desserts you've ever had in your life, and she's making those as well. And Arcega's Coffee. I mean, it's just like a... kind of a carnival, all the kinds of things going on. And that's our big fundraiser for the end of the year. So it's really important to get people out there, have a good time, but also to help us keep supporting these kids.
And if I recall, there are images and literature there about Restore Humanity and about the children's home in Kenya.
Yes. Oh, and we just launched our new website. Oh. So our website's totally new now. We had Archetype Productions here in Fayetteville. They created a whole new website for us, and they did an incredible job. And it's neat how we have it set up. We have information about how we started, but there's a lot of information about each one of the kids, so you can kind of get to know who, you know, who we're taking care of over there and who's living there. And there's information about our event and everything, and it's restorehumanity.org. But we're excited. It was time for a new one, so 5-year mark was a good time to launch a new one. So,
how old are the children?
The youngest one is 1.5 years, and the oldest is 17.
Wow.
A lot of them are siblings, because we didn't want to separate them. So when we moved them in, it kind of, we originally wanted to have 6 years old and up kind of school age children, but it didn't work that we didn't want to separate kids.
Is there any particular reason why Kenya?
Yes. My dear friend in college, his family, he's Kenyan, and his family, we're working with their family to make this happen. And it was their land, and they donated the land and the building on their land. And his mother, who's Mrs. Opot, she's the one who runs everything, her and her nephew, who's a nurse. And so they're kind of the head people there, and I talked to them. I talked to her nephew, Patrick Lumumba, who's our nurse. I talked to him probably every other day. But... I keep in touch with them, and they take care of it when I'm not there, and then I go and help and come back home and fundraise, and kind of, so we have a great team going on. But it was kind of just set up Restore Humanity to help wherever help was needed, and they found out what I was doing with South Africa, and they said, would you come and see this building and see our need and see what we can do? And it's just kind of gone from there.
Do you know more now about 501c3 operation than you did 5 or 6 years ago?
Yes. Before I started Restore Humanity, I didn't even know what that, didn't even have a concept of what that meant. And now I've learned quite a lot about nonprofits, just starting one, but I've had a lot of help from people.
I don't mean this facetiously, but do you think you were better off not knowing that much about 501c3s? Because you were a relatively young person.
Yeah.
When you took...
Well, I don't think it's really necessary unless you're involved in work like this. I mean, mm-hmm. if people want to help, then they need to help. I mean, 501c3 and all the loops that you have to jump through are really necessary because a lot of people have done a lot of bad things mm-hmm. not having that. So those regulations are necessary, but you don't really need to know about them unless you're involved. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, oh, I should start a nonprofit. This is what I want to do, and I want to help. And I'm like, okay, well, just... Be sure it has to be everything that you want to do. I mean, I wouldn't change anything. The last 5 years of my life have been the best 5 years, and it just keeps getting better. So I love it, but it's not for everybody. It has to be everything that you want to. Has to be your entire life. People think it's just simple. You get to go help people, which it, you know, the concept is, but you know. It's more difficult than it seems.
13 children. Do you have a plan what it might be 5 years from now?
Yes. We hope to have, we'll move in two more children at the end of this year, so we'll have 15. And then we want to move in 5 next year. And then that will be our maximum of 20 kids that will be living in the home. And people say, oh, so you're going to build more orphanages now. I'm like, no. What we'd like to do is... we've taken care of these kids and we've seen what orphans in this specific area need. And we've, you know, tried things. Some things don't work. Some things do. But we've given them this, tried to give them a complete care. And we want to take that complete care and try to give it to as many kids as we can in that area. But there's a lot of children that are living, these orphans in that area, that are living with family members already. But they just can't financially support them. So if we can find ways to cover their health care, school fees, and things like that, then we can help them stay within their families so that we're not taking them to care for them, but then give them that complete care. So within 5 years, we'd like to have a clinic in that area to help with their health care, be assisting the schools, and just have a lot more children in our outreach so that, you know, we can expand our care. Because we can't take in every single child that needs a home. It's just not possible. And it's essentially better if they have family members that can take care of them, if we can help the family members to do that and kind of guide them along the way.
The 14th?
October 14th.
7 p.m. it starts?
Yes. And our tickets are available right now on our website. And they're $60 in advance, but then the week of, they're $75. So people need to be prepared. Go in advance to our website and you can get tickets right now, or you can get tickets at the door. But yeah, they're 7 to 10 p.m. October 14th. If you like good wine and good food, have a good time, come support us. That would be awesome.
Pratt Place Barn.
Yes, Pratt Place Barn.
Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.